In our relations with daily events, we create such a picture of reality that takes a particular color according to the emotional connection with the facts. So, we always approach the new from an emotional framework referenced in the past. In this sense, we face future events from the color of the past situations. What's the relationship between this new landscape and organizational emotions? The new historical context creates a new landscape in many ways, which implies a greater diversity of responses for organizations. The variety of response in human systems depends on a more emotional tolerance of transformations. It's not enough to increase the level of financial investment, accumulate physical resources, or recruit the best talent. A failure to consider emotions involves stereotype responses of people. In a world fascinated by technological development, I propose to explore the emotional development of organizations. Why? Well, even with strong technical and financial support, performance suffers due to the state of emotion of people in workplaces. In the last 10 years of my work, I've dedicated myself to identify self-destructive patterns in organizations to address their structural vulnerabilities. As a result of this process, I present 5 formulas that allow human groups to develop their emotional transformations. These formulas are not recipes, they are models of intervention to address 5 sensitive points of development. The formula of experiences relates to the impact of emotions on the interpretation of events. This formula addresses the redefinition of daily facts and provides a matrix to manage the cognitive and emotional components of decisions. The formula of transformation is related to the impact of emotions facing change situations. This formula describes people processes dealing with change and provides a model to manage the creation of new life patterns. The formula of alternatives is related to the impact of emotion on the design of innovative solutions. This formula allows extending the territory of opportunities to create alternative decisions facing new problems and challenges. The formula of performance is related to the impact of emotion on responsiveness. This formula allows competitive resources to face new demands of context. And the formula of sustainability is related to the influence of emotions in the management of growth. This is a development model that articulates 3 dimensions of internal transformations in tune with external changes. The formulas provide some answers to rethink organizational development under 3 current conditioning factors. First, the volatility of the context that involves a profound transformation of productive, social, technological, and political processes that generate much of unprecedented phenomena we address daily. Second, the emotional vulnerability of organizations that appears when people work under pressure exposed to a diversity of threats. And third, the complexity of participation in a context of global players with several interests and unpredictable demands. These models aim people who carry out transformation processes in human systems. The essential factor is how we can deal with new demands and requirements. In this first decade of the century, they had been consolidated as an unprecedented transformation in different social contexts.